Similar to the way the healthcare.gov debacle sparked reforms to technology management, the OPM data breach is fueling a deep discussion around cloud computing. So much so, in fact, a two-year effort to develop a bill to make it easier for agencies to migrate to the cloud is on track to be introduced in another 6 weeks. In his weekly feature, Inside the Reporter's Notebook, executive editor Jason Miller writes about the cloud bill and why it has a good chance of becoming law. Jason, what's the connection here?
Well, I think the connection here is simple. Congress saw that with the OPM data breach, they had major problems with legacy or old technology. And basically they're saying now, well, how do we get new technology that's better cyber secure? And well, the cloud is the answer to many, many people. It's not a full lift and shift, but there has to be things that have to happen to help agencies move to commercial cloud providers. And right now, while it's definitely happening across government, I mean, every CIO I talk to says, oh, well, we're moving this to the cloud, moving that to the cloud. It's still a very slow process. And to get through the security process known as FedRAMP is a very arduous process. So I think Congress is looking at a couple different things going, well, maybe we could help. And that help, of course, comes in the form of a bill.
So they are looking at the FedRAMP process as a way of getting more cloud provider capacity going for the government to be able to migrate? Or is it the process of the government moving once someone is FedRAMP certified? Which end of the process are they worried about?
Yes. Both okay. ends of the process.
There's a weight on each end of the dumbbell here.
So the bill includes about four total titles. You know, each section of the bill is broken up into a title. The first two titles, let me go over those briefly because I think those are the most important ones. The first one really deals with FedRAMP and specifically improving the FedRAMP process, but also making it better for both the government and for commercial providers to go through this FedRAMP process, which is supposed to be vigorous, is supposed to be tough, supposed to make sure that the vendors are meeting certain requirements, certain cybersecurity standards. So it's not supposed to be easy. But at the same time, there's been some challenges. One big challenge is backlog gets created through what they call the Joint Authorization Board, the JAB. That's led by the CIOs of DHS, DOD, and GSA. And everybody wants that gold standard, but there's only so much capacity that it has. So what they're saying is, how can we make it easier? Well, one big problem that the folks within GSA that runs the Program Management Office for FedRAMP have said is vendors submit inadequate or bad cloud packages, and that helps delay the process because what's happening is GSA, instead of looking at the cloud packages, they're really just doing document checks going, do you have this document? Do you have this filled out correctly? No, you don't. So now what this bill would do is let the Program Management Office for FedRAMP charge vendors a fee if they submit incomplete or bad packages.
Because I imagine if a vendor is submitting packages to not GSA, but say GM, they are GE, they really have to get up on their toes and do it right the first time.
I think so, because then what happens is the GE or GM or whoever may say, well, you know what? We don't need to work with you. We'll work with somebody else. The government necessarily can't have that ability because they want to have that competition. The more, the better. So that's one thing. The second thing it would do is deal with reciprocity, and it will deal with reciprocity in two ways. Number one, if there is a private sector standard, ISO or ANSI are two popular ones as examples, if they meet certain needs, could they then, if a vendor meets certain ANSI standards or ISO standards, could that be good enough for a majority of FedRAMP, maybe 80% rule, maybe 90%. And then they would only have to worry about the last 10%, which also would make the pace go quicker, and then deal with reciprocity within the government. One big complaint is if you get an agency authority to operate for cloud services because it's cyber secure, other agencies are supposed to say, yes, I trust agency X. So now agency me being agency Y will then follow and only really deal with the delta. But that's not happening enough. So this bill tries to address that issue as well.
Sort of cut a little bit of the bureaucracy down to just focus on the issues that matter specifically to government agencies.
Right. Instead of saying we got to reinvent the wheel every time, which I think is a common refrain. The other piece of this is money. And what this bill does is create a transition fund, very similar to what we saw, what Congress did with the Homeland Security Department's Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program, the CDM program, where they funded it ahead so DHS could then use that money and help agencies implement CDM. What the idea behind this is, could a fund be established within GSA that would help agencies transition to the cloud? How that fund would work and where it would get its money from, that's all under discussion. But just the fact they're talking about creating this fund is huge.
And what does industry say about this bill, this proposal?
Overall, industry is very supportive of this proposal. They've been working actually with the Senate IT Working Group, that's what they're calling themselves, for the last couple of years. Now, this IT Working Group is really run by staff members of Senators Tom Udall and Senator Jerry Moran's offices. And what they're pushing through is this idea of bring people in, get their comments, and then go back out with the discussion draft. And that's what we have linked up on federalnewsradio.com is the latest discussion draft for the cloud IT bill. Again, there will be others as this moves through the process and industry comments. The people I've talked to in industry have praised the bill. They said, yeah, there are some questions that still need to be answered, but there's nothing in it that where industry is going, no, that we're not doing that. So I think that's a great sign.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Also in your notebook today, you say that the passbacks on the IT budgets for 2017 are kind of nothing.
It's a dud. But you know, Tom, this is my favorite time of the year. You know that. You know I get so excited about the budget.
Three budgets at once.
I get so excited about the budget, but I also get excited when OMB provides that IT passback guidance, and it becomes part of the little game we play trying to find out what's in it.
So this is on the Exhibit 53s that they're commenting on?
So basically when agencies submit their budget, OMB responds with both specifics to that agency, but also then general guidance. And in the past, we've seen general guidance around. For instance, last year was create digital services teams by October 1st. Years past, we saw guidance around lines of business or shared services. And in years past, we've seen no guidance at all. And this is one of those years where, according to multiple CIOs who I spoke with on condition of anonymity, they said there was no new deadlines, just a lot of reiteration that you have things coming up, get them done. And then they also said there was no new deadlines to existing initiatives. So I thought that was really interesting. OMB really didn't use this to set goals to get agencies moving. But what they did tell me, I thought this was fascinating as well, is when they asked for money for specific needs, they mostly got what they asked for. So, you know, Tony Scott, the federal CIO, had told CIOs, don't hold back. Don't pull any punches. Tell me what you need. We'll do the best to get you there.
That whole way of operating here that you're describing with no real change in anything, isn't that pursuant to what Tony Scott said early when he just became CIO, is that government's great at launching the planes. Now we've got to bring some of them safely back to Earth. And so maybe they're bringing the many, many, many initiatives they've launched over the past umpty-ump years back to Earth and get them accomplished before they leave office.
I agree with you in terms of that's what Tony Scott has been saying. But at the same time, I also read about in the notebook the latest update on the Smarter IT cross-agency priority goal, the CAP goal under performance.gov. And in that, there's new deadlines coming up, a new policy around data center consolidation, new policy on open source. You would have thought that because those policies have been in the works now for 6 or 8 months or more, you would think that he would say in the pass back, okay, here's your deadline, get started, even though the policy's not final yet. That's what I was kind of looking for, those types of initiatives. Or just, you know, they just put out the cybersecurity strategy. There's deadlines associated with that. I would assume maybe something new from that, because now it's a few months into it. That's what I was looking for. Not necessarily a brand new initiative, but updates or a new take on existing policies.
And they could get some new takes on existing policies from Congress, because I was thinking of something related we've been reporting this week. Jason Chaffetz of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, in a speech at the Brookings, said the government, since he's been in office, which is the same day as Barack Obama started in office, $500 and some billion have been spent on IT. Chaffetz says, and none of it works. Probably an overstatement.
Just a little.
But nevertheless, it shows the interest is still there from the Hill.
I think absolutely. I think that's why, going back to the beginning of our conversation, Tom, the cloud bill, it has some legs. And I think there's a lot of attention on FITAR, the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, which is all folds into the IT passback, all folds into cloud. These are all related. So I agree with you that I think Jason Chaffetz, his committee, Will Hurd, the chairman of the subcommittee on IT, also will be spending a lot of time looking at these initiatives and looking at these priorities. And that may also be one of the reasons why Tony Scott said, I don't think we need any new deadlines. We have enough, and let's land the plane.
Odd phenomena for an even-numbered year. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio's executive editor. As always, thanks for that update.
My pleasure.